Welcome to our newest sponsor, As You Wish Magical Experiences. As You Wish Magical Experiences Fairy Godmothers come to your resort, vacation rental, or home at the time that works best for you. You and your entire family can relax and enjoy the transformation in the comfort of your resort away from the excess crowd and noise. No need for a park ticket. Your princess, knight, or pirate will be ready for their adventure as soon as they walk through the gates of the park or whatever their special destination is for the day. Our fairy godmothers give individualized attention to every transformation complete with magical moments. What better way to start the day than to have your own fairy godmother bring the magic to you?
You can find them at www.asyouwishmagicalexperiences.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
We got a special guest. We got a big announcement tonight. We have a new sponsor.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-woo. Where's my bell?
Oh, God.
Yeah, every time we bring up a sponsor, I'm going to start ringing the bell. I've been looking for a reason to use the bell, and now I think I have one.
I apologize in advance, guys, for the bell. Please send your complaints to Jimmy at thedisneynerds.com.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. All right, so let's introduce our guest for tonight. Welcome, Sheila Campion.
Yes, it is. Sheila Campion.
As You Wish Magical Experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
So I thought for sure I was going to mess that up, by the way. And it's not anything good. The name is fantastic, but it's just, you know, one of those things when you – when you're introducing people, it's like, God, please don't screw this up. Don't screw up the name of the business. So tell us a little bit about you, Sheila, and kind of let's start with you and your story. I know you worked for Disney, and kind of tell us a little bit about that, and we'll go from there.
Sure. I started with Disney at the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. I was a fairy godmother in training, a fidget. And it was the dream job, as far as I'm concerned. It was amazing. We had so much fun. And as time went on, my personal life started to change, different responsibilities coming up. So I had to cut it down to seasonal. And then as I cut it down to seasonal, wasn't able to make the hours 1 year because I spent a lot of time in California. And so I didn't get to do it any longer. And that was, I believe, a year or two before COVID. So I was super excited to get back to Florida so that I could get back to Disney. And that is right when all of the COVID stuff started happening, and you know, Disney shutting down and then reopening and all that kind of stuff. So that really was the dream job at the time. It was amazing. It's definitely my heart. And as far as my company now, it all started because of that. So we had fairy godmothers that, you know, were very fidgets, I should say, all working at the boutique, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique at the Magic Kingdom. And when they shut down, but Disney opened, we actually had people reaching out, the fairy godmothers. They had families reaching out to them saying, hey, you know, Disney reopened and we're all excited. You were our fairy godmother. Would you consider coming to our room? Maybe, you know, the boutique isn't open. And it kind of started that way. You know, I believe several fairy godmothers were contacted. But in my case, one especially in the very beginning was my fidget sister, Jolinda Connell, and she had somebody reach out to her. And that's how it all really, it was just, hey, can you do it? And then word of mouth, and one thing led to another. And then they started reaching out, and Jolinda and I just kind of looked at each other going, okay, we don't have the hearts to turn any princess down, but it is only the two of us.
Yeah.
So then I said, well, we're going to need some help. So we reached into fairyland and put it out there. You know, any of you fairies that are missing the magic, we would love to have you come join us. So what started with two fairy godmothers, I believe now I have 16, all of which are ex-fidgets at a boutique, one place or another, whether it was the ship or Disneyland or, you know, Disney World or Disney Springs or whatever it was. And I actually have fairy godmothers in Disneyland as well that work for me. So
wow,
we
that's
do
incredible.
There as well. So now we're bi-coastal.
Yay. No, that's awesome. So you guys are all trained as fairy godmothers in training by Disney, which is amazing. And me and you talked about this on the phone when you were considering doing a sponsorship with us, that our other sponsor, DVC Resale Market, is in the DVC resale contract, and all of his employees all work for DVC. So that's a big deal to me, just because you know exactly what you're doing. And that, you know, that level of service is always definitely going to be there.
Yeah. And you knew that they had the heart for it. I mean, every single one of them, it's just in you. It's like deep in your heart that you want to create this magic. I mean, it's just sort of like you're feeling what Walt wanted. You know, you're just sort of extending what he started. And at the time when we originally did it, I believe I was the only one that wasn't furloughed or laid off. I believe I was the only one. And now we have, you know, some of them are even still cast members, you know, since it, they started slowly going back, yeah, you know, to work and all that. And, we just tried to keep the magic going. We really did. I mean, the magic was in us, whether we had worked in the boutique or not. I believe that the magic was in all of my girls well before any of that. Sure. But when you do have people that showed that kind of dedication, you know, that's who you want with you. I've never had a better group of girls. I mean, they are truly magical. And if you were able to go on our Facebook page, As You Wish Magical Experiences, and you read some of our reviews, I mean, just all of our girls, all of them, they're absolutely what you would hope for and expect.
I got your Facebook page here.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yes. So let's go through the process. So somebody gives you a call, message you on Facebook. What are they going to get? Like, what would do you talk to them about for this experience?
Also want to just throw out there, anybody in the comments watching, if you have any questions for either Morgan or I, but especially Sheila, about the services they offer and what they do, please put that in the comments, and we'll certainly get your question directly to Sheila so she can answer.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So basically, we started with a Facebook page, and everything that we did in the very beginning was word of mouth. And I believe that most of it still is word of mouth, yeah, to be perfectly honest with you. Especially we have guests that are coming to Disney World that are in different Facebook groups, you know, that may have heard about us through a conversation in one of the groups. We started with one travel agent. I believe we have over 80 now. And even that, again, was word of mouth. I mean, really, word of mouth. So, yes, we have Facebook page, but since then, we've grown to be big girls, and we actually have a website that you go on, and it'll tell you about us. It tells you about each fairy godmother. It tells you about our services, how much, what to expect, that kind of thing. But we do princess transformations. We actually go to the rooms, or if they're in an Airbnb or VRBO vacation home, something like that, we will go there in Central Florida. I mean, we do have an area that we need to stick to, you know, but we go to wherever they are, and we do magical princess transformations, mermaid transformations, because we do that now. We also have pirate transformations and knight transformations.
Very so cool.
We get to do a little bit of everything, and it's pretty amazing. Today I got to be Triton's apprentice, to steal a word. But anyway, right. Yeah, I got to be Triton's apprentice and do a beautiful little mermaid today, and that was a lot of fun. Generally when we're doing fairy godmother, it's for princesses. But we are also wonderful pirate masters as well. When we're doing pirate transformations, that's a lot of fun too.
I have a question from our friend Nicole. Do y'all do older girls, or do you stick with Disney's 11 and under rule?
Children of all ages. We've actually done three generations. We've had a point where that's awesome. You know, daughter, mother, and grandmother, and those are amazing too, especially the tears in the mom's and grandma's eyes, you know.
Aww.
And I don't, the queen.
I don't want to get, you know, too deep in the weeds on like different costs and stuff like that, but what would be the entry level to get this done? I mean, just a basic package, where would it start?
It starts at, well, the lower ones are the boys, because they're not quite as
much stuff. Yeah.
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 But a regular princess transformation is $135.
Okay.
That's just for us to just come in wherever you are, and they get a full show and experience. But they also get lots of little goodies. They're awesome. Very happy with everything they get to take home.
And a lot of
this.
And it, you know, just as like things in Disney. I mean, it's all about the experience, right? That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
It's not about really the makeup and that stuff. It's about the whole experience of getting dolled up and having that whole thing done.
Absolutely.
Tina's got a good question.
Sure.
What about like for bad girls? Is there like an Ursula or
That's funny. We've done Descendants.
Okay.
We can do that. Yeah, I don't have it on there, but generally when people reach out to us, if they have specific questions or needs or something like that, if we can make it happen, we make it happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm assuming that all the transformations that get done, whether they're kids, adults, or whatever, they can still walk into the parks in transformation.
Absolutely. Right? Right. Yeah, and I think what's so cool about it is that they get this one-on-one time. You know, real quality time. We're not rushing through anything. We're not running behind, you know, with crowds of people all around you and craziness and all of that. You know, so we get to really work with them. We take pictures with them. We hang out for a little. Of course, if they have somewhere to go, you know, we rush them out. But they get to walk into the park full on transformed, whether it's a mermaid or princess or whatever it is. So from the moment they get there, immediately they've already got everybody's attention. You know, hello, princess. How are you? That, you know, so I think it's fantastic that they just get to walk in there all regal, you know, right from the very beginning.
And I love that you said one-on-one time, because like when I was a cast member, I got to work at World of Disney when there was a Bibbidi Bobbidi boutique there, and I could see when, you know, the fidgets were getting back up that, you know, they had to, you know, help all the princesses become princesses. So it's great that you guys get to do that one-on-one time. with the families that book you.
Yeah, I find that it's definitely a more personal experience. Yeah. That's what we keep getting the feedback from, like our travel agents and the parents and, you know, our royal families. They are just like, wow, it was magical. We had this experience with her fairy godmother. You know, they really got to spend time. All my fairy godmothers got to spend time with the princesses. And that's something you are not really allowed to do if you're in the boutique. You can't. I mean, because they're, you know, they have people, the next kid's got to come in, you know, so they got to kind of get them moving out there.
Those are hard to get reservations. So every kid needs to get their transformation.
Yeah.
Melissa has a question. Disneyland, do they have pirates in addition to the princesses?
Yes, actually we do. Yes.
Okay. So in Disneyland, they can get all the same transformations or is it just the prince? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. So Jimmy, next time you go to
Fairy Godmother Nicole, did you hear that? Get ready.
So next time Jimmy's in Disneyland, he can become a pirate, you know.
Oh, he's halfway there.
Yeah. Too late. I'm already a pirate.
He has a Smee costume somewhere from when we did, you know, the Halloween party a couple years ago. So he's already got the costume. You just have to do the rest of the work on him.
Yeah. Well, already we don't need the beard with him, but we'll give him the guy liner. How's that?
I would pay extra to see Jimmy in the guy liner.
Interesting story, Sheila. The town I grew up in is called the town of Jean Lafitte, named after the pirate.
Sure. Yeah. So. Very cool.
All right. I wanted to share some pictures, and the way I had them was not working.
Well, I have their website up if we want to share their website.
We can.
All right. Let's share their website.
We can also do this, Morgan. I'll also send you all the pictures via Facebook Messenger, and you may be able to get those up too.
Okay. So
they just bring such big smiles to my face, every single one of them.
It's incredible.
So adorable.
And I love how even cast members will make a point in like, oh, hi, princess, just like you said. So, I mean,
absolutely,
it kind of like enhances what you guys have already done.
Right. Absolutely.
And then also, Sheila, you were telling me that you guys also have, and we do too, we have a partnership with Give Kids the World.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that and how you guys are connected.
Absolutely. Originally with Give Kids the World, I believe that it started because of my son, who is on a TV show, and one of the girls at Give Kids the World, she did the Make-A-Wish, and her wish was to meet the cast of the show, and my son being one of them. So they fly her out to Burbank, California, Warner Brothers lot. She gets to go on the show, the whole thing. It was a wonderful thing. But at the end of the day, she takes a picture with the entire cast, except for guess who?
Your son.
So they reached out again and said he was the only one that wasn't in the picture. She did meet him, but he wasn't in the picture. So when he came here to Orlando the last time, I had just said, hey, is there any way, you know, let's go meet this girl? And he's absolutely. And so we got to meet all the wonderful people there. I was able to discuss with them, you know, what we could do with a partnership. The company has done several of the children Give Kids the World, but we also are sponsors with them. You know, we donate our time as well as, you know, monetary and
that kind of thing.
Make ourselves available. And we will be doing the DizCon convention is for Give Kids the World, and that's September 30th and October 1st. And we're super excited about that. And my son and some of the cast, they'll be there. The show is Fuller House on Netflix. My son is Michael Campion. He played the oldest son of DJ Fuller. And then the other boys, her other sons, will be at DizCon. And also John Brotherton, who played her love interest, I guess you would call it. So, yeah. And he's going to be there, too. And that's just another way that we get to partner with Give Kids the World. Whatever we can do for them, we'll do whatever we can. I mean, it's definitely an organization worthy of our time and efforts. And I can't get enough of what they do anyway. Their hearts are amazing.
Yeah. They're very fantastic. We've done like marathon live streams and stuff like that to raise money for them. And they're fantastic. They really are. I have never been there. So our friend Rudy, our friend Rudy works there. So I think when we go down in November, he's going to take us a few of us over there and give us a tour of the, place and ride the train.
The picture from Give Kids the World.
You did. It's in Morgan. It's in that message I sent you.
Okay, I can probably.
Yeah, so you get a chance to see all of the fairy godmothers all dolled up with the, yeah, nice. That was fun. That was their gala, their black and white gala that they did, and they decided not to make it black and white that year, so thus the colors.
It's very colorful. Yeah. It's very beautiful. It's awesome.
Fun. That worked. Yeah, any chance you can help out Give Kids the World is definitely worth it.
Yes, I agree.
So, Sheila, how can anybody get in touch with you?
Well, people generally reach out either through Facebook or just directly on our website. And you can ask your travel agents as well. Our name is out there now. They know what we do. So a lot of times if you're booking through a travel agent, they would know who we were. And just reach out to us through Messenger on Facebook or our website. And you'll get answered by our fairy godmother, Sarah. She'll get right on it for us. And it's amazing to have such great fairies who have all these talents. You know, some are better at organization. Am I good at organization? The answer is no.
Me either.
So I need my sweet fairies like Sarah.
Your village of fairy godmothers.
Yeah, sure. I completely count on Morgan to keep me organized.
Yeah. Morgan, good job.
It's a tough job. You know, I get paid very well in alcohol. Yeah.
When we meet up, did you get a chance to watch our intro of all the pictures from our meetups and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
So when people ask what we do it for, that's what we do it for. That's our favorite time of the year, is when we go down in November and we get to meet up with everybody. And that's coming up in 50
something days,
53 days, and can't wait for that. 52 days. So we can't wait for that.
We'll
so
have part of that meetup with you.
We would love to have you join us. I'll send you the information. It's a whole weekend, so we have 30 meetups during that weekend. So I'll definitely send you the information, and you and any of the other fairy godmothers in training are welcome to come join us. And
pixie dust is not required.
Pixie dust is not required.
Although we sneeze pixie dust, so come with us no matter what.
If some comes with, we won't say no, but it's not required.
Okay.
One final question before we let you go that we like to ask all of our guests and people that come on the show, because we are the Disney Nerds podcast. What makes Sheila Campion a Disney nerd, or what started that for you?
My family, I would say they were Disney nerds before Disney nerds were a thing. Yeah. I do actually, I wish I would have thought of it to send it to you, but I have a picture of me. The year that it opened, I'm not going to tell you how old I was in the picture,
okay. But
the year that it opened, I believe it was 2 months after it opened, and we went there. And I think with my family, I must have gone to Disney by the time I was 18, well over 100 times, well over 100 times. And it's just in there. It's just in your soul. It doesn't matter where you go, what you do. It's always with you. And so you can be a nerd out in, you know, on an island, and it's going to be with you no matter what.
I agree. And, you know, you see that said, you know, here and there in the Disney community that either you get it or you don't. And the people who get it. And the people who question it just don't get it. And that's okay. But we said, you know, we've been doing this for a little over 9 years now, and I can tell you, like, almost all of my friends get it, because that's the people I've chosen to kind of surround myself with, and so that's it. So we surround ourselves with those people, and people who get it, and it's something that we all share, and it's a good positive thing, so we enjoy it.
Absolutely. Nicole says that's a great answer. So she loved your answer.
Yes, that was it. That was a great answer.
Yeah, 1,000% agree with everything you said.
Thank you. I noticed that there are some people that, even if they were brought up at Disney, then it's like, oh, you know, I did that when I was a kid. It's I don't really. And that's fine. Right. That's fine. But I know that I probably, this is a crazy to say, but I could probably go there every day and just be happy every day. And most of the time is just taking it in and watching the happiness on the faces and just everybody, just the whole everything, you know.
I tell people that all the time, that I could walk into Magic Kingdom, sit on a park bench and eat popcorn and just watch the people go by, and I would be perfectly listening to the music in the background and seeing all the things going on around me. I could be perfectly happy just, and I've done it. Me and my wife absolutely have done it. We've sat there and just kind of just sat around and just kind of watch people, and you know, and it's you're right, it's just the atmosphere and just the and soaking it all in. Sheila, thank you so much for joining us. We really look forward to a great partnership with you, you know, and hopefully it's a long partnership.
Likewise,
of the partnerships we have now, the sponsors, of the sponsors of the sponsors we have now, you know, all of them have been with us. Probably, I think our newest one is DVC Retail Market. And they're one of the ones we have actually the best relationship with, that, you know, kind of like you mentioned, they come to the meetups and they do certain things with us. And they've been with us for 6 years. So we have really, really good relationships, and we hope to continue that with you. And hopefully we can send a lot of business your way, and you can hire 16 more fidgets and make all the magic for everybody.
And get Jimmy and Guyliner.
And get me and Guyliner.
Okay. Next time I see you, I'm coming at you.
I'm totally down for it, as long as it's a Halloween party and I'm in costume.
Okay.
You get it regardless.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you so much, Sheila. And we'll talk to you soon. Look, you're welcome to join us in the future, if we're doing a topic. I mean, it doesn't have to be just about what you do. If you just want to join us for one of our Disney topics, I mean, you're definitely welcome to come. Give us your 2 cents, and it's always a fun time here. So we appreciate it. We really do. And again, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.
Thanks, Sheila. If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your